The unrelenting mantra this bushfire season is be prepared. For some people, that means clearing their gutters and knowing when to evacuate. But for others, it's a full retrofit to make their homes as fire resistant as technology will allow. The Bushfire Building Council of Australia believes many homes could be saved by retrofitting if the government incentivised the practice. Oliver Gordon reports.
It's almost 11 years since Victoria's Black Saturday bushfires, and it's a day Amanda and Ed Williams will never forget.
You still, to this day, when you talk about it, the adrenaline affects your body.
Like many in the Steeles Creek area north of Melbourne, they lost their home. Now the ruins of the old house form part of their garden, and they keep a cabinet full of some of the items that used to fill it.
There's the wheels of Ed's car and things like that that ran in silver ribbons down the paddock. Soles burned off my boots, but these ceramic balls that I got as a Christmas decoration, which cost about $2. I don't know how, but somehow or other they came out sort of more or less pristine.
When it came to rebuilding their home, safety was the priority. They found a small hill close to the dam and built into it.
And so because we put the house here, we've got 3 megalitres of water at the front, so we've got plenty of water for firefighting. But at the same time, we know we can get all our stock in here, and we can get ourselves in here, and we've got an enormous chance of survival.
The Williams feel safe in their concrete bunker with multiple safe zones, underground storage units, and limited exposure to fire fronts. But not everyone can be so lucky. Bushfire Building Council of Australia CEO Kate Cotter says there are still many houses in dangerous areas that don't meet basic standards.
Over 90% of building stock in high-risk areas haven't been built to bushfire building standards.
She says talk of new buildings meeting strict safety standards is important, but there's a more pressing issue: retrofitting existing homes.
Retrofitting is absolutely key to reducing life and property loss, and that advice so far hasn't reached into communities or got into our policies and our funding, and it's absolutely critical. That's what we call the mitigation spend that needs to happen at a federal and state level. It's very achievable, inexpensive, and could be broadly adopted with the right incentives.
The calls for better retrofitting of houses and more money for bushfire mitigation come as victims of this year's bushfires start to survey the damage. Legal Aid New South Wales disaster relief solicitor Marta Solofoni has been on the ground helping people and says older buildings can be left behind when it comes to safety.
I mean, a lot of these buildings or the properties people have, they've been living in those properties for 30, 40 plus years. So if there was some way that, you know, the retrofitting could assist in them protecting their properties, I think it's definitely something that the government and big insurers should think about.
She's also urging people to pay attention when updating or renewing their insurance policies.
There is a difference between being insured for value of your market value of your property and the cost to rebuild your property. There's a difference in those costs. So that's something to think about, is what would be the rebuild value of your property.
The ABC contacted the Minister for Science, Innovation and Industry, Karen Andrews, but she was unavailable at this time.
Oliver Gordon reporting.